Letters from a Glass House is a not-for-profit ministry of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Venice, Florida. Support us today at uucov.org. Power Sunday was a service created by the UUA to talk about the fact that democracy matters. It really, really matters. You know, we live in a time where the very fabric of democracy is being tested. We've witnessed the rise of authoritarianism, the spread of misinformation, the erosion of trust in our institutions. Yet it is in these challenging times that our UU theology of democracy becomes even more critical. We're called to bear witness to the power of love over fear, of community over isolation, of hope over despair. And you saw some of that today when you saw new members joining a church and saying, I want to be part of something good. You saw that today when you saw folks saying, I'm a legacy friend. I want to dare to endow a church to go forward into the future. I have hope. I have faith that my choices will make a difference. So you saw some of that today. And we're talking today about the power of the congregations to help preserve and to teach democracy. This is the power of us in action. And I don't know about you all, but when I was a small child, I was taught that America was the greatest country that had ever been. Were any of you taught that? America. American exceptionalism. We were amazing. We were braver and faster and wiser and more free. We had freedom by the spoonful. We even put a man on the moon, and we did that as a democracy. And I was proud of my country. I still am. I still have hope for us. We weren't a pure democracy. We never have been. We did better after the Voting Rights Act of 1965, where inclusion at the ballot box finally happened and became the law of the land. I want to talk now about the sermon written by Reverend Peggy Clark, and Peggy delivered this sermon for Power Sunday for the UUA. And she wrote some really amazing things. She said, our system of government, standing on a strong foundation of law, has had the full support of our nation's people and our institutions, creating what we thought was an unbreakable network, ensuring equal access to our founding promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But things have changed. Petty fights and infighting have become common, along with government shutdowns. Reverend Clark says, strong, healthy democracies require what we call a civil society. Civil society connects all of the voluntary organizations where people gather, autonomous from the state. These groups might have some state support or functioning or interaction, but they're independent of state control, like a church. They have their own agendas. They have their own goals. They're concerned with public ends, but they aren't seeking state power. They exist for many reasons, but one is to influence law and culture and the ways we live together. They're a part of the larger piece of community living, valuing pluralism, inclusion, and a wide range of experience and thought. The organizations that populate civil society include educators who advocate for curriculum development to train the next generation of thinkers and leaders, librarians who ensure access to diversity, workers who leverage collective power to ensure fair wages. Civil society includes museums that preserve our history, dance companies that celebrate self-expression, and community theaters where new philosophies are given language and an audience. You think about how connected we are to all those things. Our Right to Read Festival, our folks commissioning new music, coming together here to be in community. Peggy writes, cults aren't a part of civil society because they want to separate people from the mainstream, and yoga groups don't generally qualify because they have no interest in influencing public life. But churches do. So all of our UU organizations, like the Ministry for Earth, State Action Networks, UUSJ, UU The Voice on the Hill, all these institutions are part of the fabric of civil society, which without that, we don't have an authentic democracy. Now, scholars tell us that democracies don't collapse because of one single influential person. They collapse because the people who should know better align themselves with the stronger, more dangerous personalities. They themselves aren't fascist, oh no. They're not communist or extremist. They're just too weakly committed to democracy and are ultimately opportunists who say what they think they need to say to keep power. Civil society is one of the key levers to keep these people in check. Groups that are themselves run democratically, giving everyone the experience of having a voice and a vote, with deep membership rosters of concerned and engaged citizens, or public forums for open discussion, they become the counterbalance to these kinds of self-serving individuals. These organizations create occasions for influence and can reward opportunists with the popularity or power they seek without requiring them to compromise their commitment to democratic systems. Now, totalitarian nations, as you may be well aware, have no civil society. The more civil society is in a country, the more democratic it can be. There are few very fully totalitarian nations, but we can see these systems of government increase as civil society decreases. North Korea, China. China used to be complete, but civil society is growing there. When nations like Russia want to increase governmental control, they shut down parts of civil society, as does every autocrat trying to consolidate his power. Voluntary organizations are a crucial part of any healthy, vibrant, transparent, and legitimate democratic system. We can determine the vitality of a democracy by the integration of these groups in the fabric of a nation. And faith-based organizations are some of the most difficult to terminate because they are seen as the moral centers of the community. Shutting them down forces the government to admit a lack of concern with morality, an act most citizens find alarming. Instead, many authoritarian regimes work to befriend religious organizations seeking to align religious power with their own. And we can see that happening here in the U.S., with the evangelical churches. Some have become supporters of the most dangerous factions in our current system. And this makes our own position as a liberal religious denomination all the more necessary. We continue to have the moral authority to counter the current trajectory and can stand against the wave of conservative religious alignment. Our existence, our internal health and strength, it's a part of what will turn the tide of American democratic legitimacy. It is our witness to pluralism an embrace of science, our own democratic structures, our collective voices for change, for choice, for education, for inclusion, that right now makes us important at this moment in history. Sadly, this comes at a time when religion is on a steep decline in American culture. All churches have seen a dramatic drop in attendance. We're not alone in free fall. And as liberal religion declines in national influence, so does American democracy. These things are not unrelated. Just as people are turning away from institutional religion, the demons of authoritarianism are gaining ground. When moral centers lose influence and can no longer claim to be our collective conscience, it's easy for alternatives to take root. Our voices may have gotten weaker, but we are not inaudible. There are close to 200,000 people in UU churches. We've not given up our space at the table nor our moral authority, even if the tide of totalitarianism hopes to wash over us. Just the fact that a service like Power Sunday exists is proof that we're still here and we're still kicking. Scholars may tell us that American democracy is deconsolidating, but it is far from collapse. The system is holding, even though it is challenged. UU congregations can step into our moral authority in partnership with each other and other religious movements against the tide of authoritarianism. We are building collective power. We are not alone. And in this fragile moment, we have strength. What I personally would say is it all begins here within our congregations. When we recognize each other's voices, when we make space for everyone to be heard, when we plan for the future, when we work together to steer our UUA, we are practicing the democracy we need to make our country whole. The power of us can move mountains if only we work together, and it starts here. One vote at a time. So make your voice heard. Amen.